Something that we touched about briefly when we came out with a note on the reforming the financial crisis, we had added in the light of a world global authority. So we want to explore that suggestion made by the Pope since Paul VI. Okay, Paul VI came up with it, John Paul II repeated, Benedict lately is taking it up in character. So what is the prospect of developing such a global world authority?
There have been differing reactions to that, haven't there?
But that's why we want to explore it. That's why we want to explore it. And one of these reactions, like I was in Frankfurt with the Union Park and with the Konrad Adenauer Foundation and Catholic Bundeskatholische Unternehmer Group in Germany. We had a day in the Bundesbank in Frankfurt to discuss this again with this topic. And as you say, it's been a thing that people have been apprehensive about. People have called unrealistic or utopia, even an utopian, type of thing. But one thing that we recognize, or I recognize personally, is that it's just because what we're calling for doesn't have an existing model. So there's nothing for anybody to see yet. People find it strange. So the first thing people say is, well, why don't you then reform the UN to play that role? Or why don't you expand the World Bank or IMF to play that role? Now, all of that is possible, but it's precisely what they say, reform the UN to play that role. It just means that the UN as it is now cannot play that role. It doesn't have any mandate to regulate, impose, and ensure anything like that. That will probably be part of the reform the UN to do that.
What kind of authority would you like to see, though?
Oh, look, the basic premise that globalization, or even before globalization, and living in this world, there are a whole lot of issues which go beyond the competence of individual single states, which individual single states cannot legislate about, cannot regulate, and cannot enforce anything about. Question of peace, even the climate change. Look at how long, the UN is struggling about, certain barriers and limits for global, CO emissions and all of that. When it was discovered that some of the gas used in coolants also pollute, nations who thought that they were now beginning to get into the industrial development didn't think that they wanted to be stalled in their development and grow by new regulations like that. So at a certain point, national interests come. And while we want to respect all of that, we also want to get people to recognize also the bigger picture and recognize that the health situation of the world, in a way, affects also the health situation of individual states. So what we would wish can happen is that we have a body which respects the sovereign authority of states who have freely come together to cede part of their authority to this global body in view of the common good. So this global body does not trample upon any of the... It recognizes by the principle of subsidiarity the existence of national sovereign states. They need to be protected and be helped to do what they can do to help us attain the common good. But then this authority also desired and willed by the sovereign states then mean that they bind themselves to accepting the authority of this body and its regulatory powers and roles. Because subsidiarity invites us to simply recognize that. Let the one down there do what it's best able to do and capable of doing, and you do what you're best able to do. We do not confuse some of those roles. So the global political authority we're talking about is something in those lines. And it's not something to be imposed. It's something to be willed and desired by the states themselves.